you like seafood, there's no reason to starve on this shoreline. Far from it. Just a few minutes collecting and you've got plenty of food. I remember being up in Alaska with Alaskan Indians, and they have a saying there that when the tide is out, the table is set. And that's how it must have been for our ancestors too. It's no wonder that those early communities clung to coastlines. There we go. Get your limpet removing tools here. Perfect, absolutely perfect. Cook the limpets, I can encourage them to clamp down onto this flat rock like that, flatten out the sand, and I take these, got a couple of razor clams there, beautiful mussels up here, some really large ones, put a few cockles in now, and I'll put the other razor fish there like that. Put this rock in there, set it down at the same height, and now with the hot ashes straight across the top of there. They'll only take a few minutes to cook like this. I have to say I'm really partial to this sort of Aboriginal cooking. Very simple, minimum of food handling, food cooked very hot very quickly after it's been gathered. It's a very healthy way to cook. And now I can just carefully remove the ashes. Oh, there we can see the limpets now. Beautifully done. Be very careful now because shellfish really, the shells really hold the heat. And there's our limpet beautifully cooked. We just clean him off and pull off the black bubble on top. Just pull all that off. And we eat that orange meat. It's chewy, but it's really good flavour. Fantastic. That razor clam there, oh, he's done. I don't know why we don't eat more of these in Britain. The French sell them, even in Paris you can buy these. Absolutely gorgeous. Oh, that is fantastic. That cockle looks like he's just about done. That is definitely my favourite seafood. Fantastic. That really tastes of the ocean. Wonderful. And what I'm doing here, cooking like this, this is a scene that repeated itself around the coast of Britain for millennia. We know that because when our ancestors had cooked this way, had these meals here, perhaps as big families, they took the shells and they literally threw them over their shoulder. And they did that for so long that huge heaps of these shells built up, billions of shells from meals eaten over thousands of years. Some of the biggest of those midden mounds, as we call them, are found up here on the west coast of Scotland.